Head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Steve Hamilton, joins us now. Steve, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Jason.
Steve, do you have to get a little a picture collage thing to walk in the room so you know who's on your team now?
It has been a period of change over the last week, but we've been home the last couple of days for some practice time, which we really hadn't had in the midst of all of the changes. So it has been good to be able to connect with the guys a bit.
Now, you currently sit in a playoff spot. We saw the big deal in Red Deer today. They're kind of, you know, giving up Maher and DeWitt and a little bit looking ahead to the future. So they're a team you're only 2 points back. Both have rejigged and got looking ahead to the future. But at the same time, Steve, you still have an opportunity to make the playoffs and with a young team get some really good, valuable playoff experience. How do you approach it now with your group that's clearly much more younger? Do you have to simplify your system a bit, bringing in so many guys? What happens now as a coach?
Well, the guys that we did bring in, from Everett are obviously been well coached, and Connor from Kamloops, and then with Riley coming in from Kelowna. All four guys have come from really good organizations. They've got good habits. Two of those guys are veteran guys. So their transition is going to be obviously probably a little bit easier than our 16 and 17 year old additions, but those guys have, we put them right into the lineup, got them right into some key situations. And like I said, a couple days of practice here, you can sense that they're now on the same page, and our intent is to go for it. I mean, we really don't have anything to lose and nothing to hold back from. Like, there's not been a ton of expectation on our group all year long. And I think we've kind of flourished that way. We've just sort of done our thing. And, it's tough some nights. And, these older clubs wheel into town and you're giving up a few years in some pretty key and pivotal spots. But I think our guys have responded really well. And maybe most important for me as a coach is that our room has remained, rock solid. Good group of guys that have kind of rallied up and change is probably the right thing at the right time for us. I mean, it's been an absolute arms race in the Western Conference, and then you see what Moose Jaw and Moose Jaw and Regina have done in the East, Swift Current as well. I mean, there's a lot of teams going for it in this next window of time, and we certainly just weren't there for this year.
And, last year you guys didn't do this. As a coach, I'm sure you worry, you let the GM worry about that, because as a coach, you're like, well, I want to win every year. I don't necessarily want to be patient. Or because you're in the Western Hockey League and you realize that turnover happens fairly quickly when you consider usually your best players you only have for 2-3 years, maybe 4 at the most for the odd guy. But in most senses, it turns over and you always have kind of a short window and then you got to regroup. So as a coach, do you understand that, or is it difficult to say, you know what, I just want to win every year. Give me the best players. I don't want to think in January about the next 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who's involved in hockey are highly competitive people. And, I think I knew what I signed up for. When I took the job, I knew we were going to have to retool, because, I was aware of what our future looked like at the time. And so now we've had a few drafts. We've seen those guys start to emerge. We really just have a better understanding now of what our group can look like next year, 2 years from now. And, I know that Randy was questioned about things that he didn't do last year. And I can tell you that the phone rang off the hook and there was lots of potentials. Sometimes it comes down to the wire. And if both teams aren't kind of on the same page, it can take a turn and you're kind of left in the spot. And this year, I think Randy's, plan was to get his business done early, kind of hopefully ahead of the market, set the market. I thought we did very well in those deals, with the eye on tomorrow. But what's left is a pretty young group and a good young core that we're going to have to be patient with.
Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, joins. Steve, tell the listeners a little bit about your most recent acquisition today. What do you know about him? What should Oil Kings fans expect to see?
We didn't acquire anyone today. Brandon Klatt was, we made a deal to send him.
Yeah,
home
so
to
I guess, no, the latest trade yesterday, I guess, is it five trades now? I'm forgetting which guys you're moving on, but you've made a total of five trades and bringing in new guys. Four. So, of the new guys you're bringing in, when you take on Lethbridge, a quick little scouting report first on the forwards.
Okay, well, we the addition of Brett Camp, he's a 16-year-old that we got from Everett, highly skilled, going to be a good offensive player in this league, I believe. And along with him, Graham Miller came back, which has been a real nice steadying influence to have another 20-year-old in your room. We acquired Riley Stadel in a deal, essentially. Kyle Uchuk went to Lethbridge, and that pick was used to acquire Riley. And again, Riley is going to be potentially a veteran of 300 games in our league and a great kid, great leader. So that was important for us to kind of insulate our younger guys a bit. And then Connor McDonald was the defenseman we added from Kamloops in the Lane Bauer trade. So those are the four new guys coming in. You had me panic there, Jason. I thought I missed one.
No.
I just got off the ice from practice. So all good. Those are the four new guys that we've added to our group.
Now, you traded Aaron Irving, who was your captain. Are you planning on having a captain, or just we'll have some rotating alternates for the remainder of the season?
I don't feel pressed right now to name a new captain. I think allowing a little bit of time here for, kind of the situation to play out, I think it's going to be important for our group to have some input. Our players, I've always believed that you have a leadership group that you rely on and talk with regularly. And we've had guys that have been part of that leadership group that haven't worn a letter here. So I think not rushing to a decision is important, but also acknowledging that that there's a lot of leadership still in that room, and it simply is just going to be a shifting of responsibility.
Irvin and Bauer were key on not only 5-on-5, but also on your power play. Do you have to rejig your power play? Because depending on certain makeups of players, if you have a big, heavy shot, then a lot of times it works around there. Now maybe without that, you work more on the hash marks to start it from there. What is there going to be any change to your power play format with those two 20-year-olds gone?
Well, it's actually an excellent question, because one of the things you notice first about taking those two guys particular out of your lineup is it's your number one face-off guy who takes all the critical draws, and then you've got a guy in Aaron who is your power play quarterback. And so that's 40% of your power play. And they just walked out the door. And so with the acquisitions coming in, I don't have a real history of where their strengths lie and what the right combination is. Do guys like to roll, stick to the inside, stick to the outside? You know, are you a high tip, shooter in the slot? Do guys like the net front? So we've kind of had a few days of practice here to work through some of that. And I've been quite honest with the guys, wanting their input as well. And, we've had to retool a little bit. But part of that is also just opening up opportunity for guys that maybe even haven't had that chance to play yet.
Well, Steve, continued success. It's an interesting trade deadline because teams like yourself and Red Deer that are in a playoff spot have made some moves to look for the future. And still, but you've got a four-point lead on Saskatoon, who didn't add a lot, and you're only 2 points back of Regina to stay in the playoff hunt. You could be in a great position where you move to the future but also have an opportunity to get into the postseason. So enjoy the final 32 games.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks very much.